time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
All right, here we go, live in Las Vegas from the South Point Sportsbook, the VSiN studio. Mitch Moss, Holly Howard on board with you here for the next 3 hours talking about, well, lots of sports betting, college football, the NFL, of course, World Series coming at you. Michael Lombardi in an hour will break down his thoughts from week number 7 and who he likes tonight in the Monday night football game. Big one as the Rams are taking on the Bears. Tough to even decide where to start the show with today, Paulie. We could go last night's barn burner in Arizona. But I also, you know, I would actually lean towards the witching hour in the early games yesterday, right? The three games that were going on at the same exact time and what everything was up in the air. The Steelers game on the road against Tennessee, the crazy Atlanta game at home against Detroit, and then the Cincinnati and the Cleveland finish. All three of those games are basically happening right around the same exact time, and either there's a point spread, there's a total, or both of them are like, okay, which way is this going to fall today? And that's why the NFL is king, and that's why this sport dominates with the betting handle and why we can't get enough of it on Sundays.
Yep, a lot of this today. Fall down or just take a knee, right? And we'll get to plenty of this in college. But what happened, you're right, what happened in the Detroit game, right after what happened in the Pittsburgh game, and then the Browns game. And the point spread hijinks and the ramifications of what happened, I just couldn't believe it. One after another. Incredible. I thought Gurley was down at the one. Okay. But this is a guy who has fallen down many times. And he does.
He gets it. Like,
he does.
This guy clearly gets it.
He does. He does. The only way Detroit could have won the game is if he gets in. And then they still have like 40 seconds to go 60 yards without a timeout, and they make it happen. And they score on the final play of the game, and they win by one. And then what transpired at the Pittsburgh, I mean, how many, Pittsburgh tried to give that game away so many times. The thing's over. They're doing a great job defensively. I don't know what Ben is doing before halftime. They're in field goal range after the turnover. He throws it up for grabs for the interception. They gave away 3 points there. And then, as you said, you're screaming at the TV. It's now, I guess it was common sense, but everything's working out for Vrabel. Either 4th-and-1 or putting him back to 3rd-and-13. He goes, put him back. 3rd-and-13. And why are you throwing it in the end zone? And it's intercepted. And then Gostkowski misses the field goal to tie it. And then it was 3.5 in the contest. It was a big decision at Circa. They won big on this game. Parkey misses the extra point. And what a game. The Browns, Bengals, and the lead changes, and Mayfield throwing 5 touchdowns in the back and forth, and Burrow was unbelievable. And then they score a touchdown, and then Parkey misses the extra point, and it falls 3. I mean, that's why we love this racket. It's so good.
It's the first game NFL history with 5 go-ahead touchdown passes in the fourth quarter.
Oh!
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
And Mayfield and Burrow, the battle there in Ohio was just sensational. Great game. And then, like you said, okay, so that was, I think, in the Super Contest, by the way, and I'll have a rundown of that coming up in a second. That number was 3. But in other spots, it was 3.5. Uh-huh. And then on the actual betting board before the game, it was 4.5. So, of course, for him, and I actually I had the Bengals plus 3.5 on a ticket. I said, All I need today is this guy to, come on, please, one time, miss the extra point. And then he just, as soon as it left his foot, I'm like, that's no good. He missed it. I can't believe what's happening right now. But for that to happen, and then, I mean, talk about getting the best number. Like, right, we have to send out early plays in Point Spread Weekly, our digital magazine, every Tuesday morning. And I really like the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game over. Well, I think at the time when I sent it over to Humans to put it in, it was 52. And then later on in the week, it gets down to 51, 50.5. And then for Big Ben to actually throw that pass. I mean, dude, how long have you been in the league to make that decision? Come on, man. Completely unacceptable. And then who knows? He probably shanks the field goal anyway to make it 30-24 at that point. But that would have been another opportunity to actually definitely put it over and cover that total every which way. That didn't happen. And then, like you said, with the whole Gurley thing. Man, oh, man, he knows he's got to get down. He's trying to. He's kind of angling his body to do it. Did he not get down? Did he get down? What was the actual call there? Very close. But you thought with the wrist maybe he was down?
Yeah, I thought the knee.
The knee?
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me because he was tackled. And then I thought the knee came down, but in any event, just a wild finish. But you're right. How does the Pittsburgh game fall 51? And how does the New Orleans game fall 51?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's I lost on that because I bet early and then gave it out on the show Friday. And then it's like, oh, no Thomas and no Sanders.
Right.
Okay. But still, you had that 14-1 overtrend with Carolina. That's on 38 at halftime. That's sitting on 38.
Welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard recapping yesterday's unbelievable Week 7 action in the NFL. The three games in that 1 o'clock Eastern window, the way they finished all at the same exact time, just fantastic. And, I mean, everything was on the line there. The point spreads, betting contest here in Las Vegas and beyond, the totals, awesome action. And that's why we love this stuff. And then, you know, to cap it off, of course, last night, how about that, the way it worked out? So the league decides, rather than with what the Raiders had to go through the entire week with the COVID, they didn't push it back to tonight or Tuesday. They said, no, we'll bump you up. And I know a lot of people had a major problem with that to Sunday afternoon. So because of that, that goes from Sunday night to the 1:05 window out here in Las Vegas in the Pacific time zone. And then that means that the Seattle and Arizona game, just put Seattle on primetime every single week. That's what I think we should do with this team this year. And they go down like that, 37-34. The only time the Cardinals had the lead in the entire game was the field goal at the very end of overtime by Zane Gonzalez. That's it. And some of the passes, look, I mean, I actually say just shut it down right now and give Russell Wilson the MVP because the defense is so bad. I'll give you a stat that'll knock your socks off here in a second. But he made a couple of really lousy passes last night. And the job by Metcalf to track down Buda Baker, it's one of the most impressive things I think I've ever seen in my life in the NFL. With Metcalf was just a man-child tracking him down. But then the pass in overtime, too. How do you make that pass? Unacceptable from Russ.
Yep.
But how do you like this? This again, I actually wanted to find a number on the Seahawks to miss the playoffs before this week, but their schedule is so easy. The problem I have with this team, and it's well documented here on the show, the defense is so miserable, right? The secondary is really bad. They have no pass rush. How about this text from a guy who covers the Seahawks? This is from Bob Condotta. I checked like five times to make sure I read it right. The Seahawks had zero quarterback hits. I know Murray is hard to hit. Still, he threw it 48 times. You figure it happened one time. It did not. He dropped back to pass 48 times, or he had 48 pass attempts. They never hit him one time. Russ has to win games like this, and he didn't do it last night, but he was close, and the defense couldn't get him a stop when they needed to. But they had like 560 yards of offense or something like that again last night.
Mm-hmm. I know.
God.
Yep. And Arizona's right in this now that they can make the playoffs. Murray played well, but as we said all week, as he plays, as he goes, so do Arizona in the offense. But they score 37, get the big home win. I'll tell you, and you mentioned moving the game up. Well, I know they had a lot going on, but suddenly Tampa looks like a Super Bowl threat. I mean, that's impressive. I know what's going on with the Raiders, but to carry them out like that, and that's the Raiders off the bye after they beat the Chiefs, and they drub them like that, very impressive. Okay. And how about this? As I said to Derek Stevens yesterday, and everyone tweet, because we talked about it nonstop during the shutdown in the summer. There's your Brady prop cashed over. Over 1.5 rushing touchdowns plus money. He scored on the first drive of the season, and then he sneaks it in there yesterday. So your Brady prop goes over already.
Good observation.
Yeah.
I bought a ticket on the Buccaneers on Prop Swap over the weekend.
Oh.
To win the whole thing at 11-1, I believe I got. And I think they're down to 6-1 or 7-1 right now. At this point, to me, they are the best team in the NFC. I don't buy the Seahawks for a second. I just don't. Okay. I mean, and we saw what they did to Green Bay last week. I know they lost to the Bears, but the Bears still have some major question marks, and forget about it with the NFC East. And they get the rematch, by the way. So they take on the Giants this week, and we'll get to the opening numbers coming up here in a little bit. But the Buccaneers, I believe, now bumped up all the way to 10. The look-ahead was 8.5. The following week, I think it's the 8th of November, is when Tampa Bay gets the rematch with New Orleans already. So,
45 points on the road, and now they get Antonio Brown. There's a Gronk sighting. They continue to run the ball well.
Gronk, by the way, Gronk is now, this is back-to-back weeks. It took him a little while to warm up, which you would expect, right, coming out of retirement. I mean, he was wrestling in the WWE, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes back from doing what he was doing, and now he's warming up a little bit. And you're right. I mean, it looked like all the reports said that the Seahawks were going to get him. I would say bad job by Seattle not getting him just to block the Buccaneers. This is the last thing teams in the NFC need, right, is for Tampa and for Tom. By the way, he's down like 12-1 to win the MVP.
Oh.
But four more touchdowns. Since the game against Denver, when they went on the road and they killed the Broncos, 15 touchdowns, one INT for Tom Terrific. He's got the weapons, man.
That's right.
He's got the running game now.
Yep.
He's got a nasty defense.
Yep.
It's early. I mean, it's next week's already the halfway point of the season, but a lot of football to be played. But right now, to me, they are the best team in the NFC.
Hell of a job. 45-20. Hell of a job. How about the tweet from Wayne Morgan? And he's right. The Bills almost covered, laying double digits without scoring a touchdown. They should have kicked 8 field goals. Yeah, sure. They should have kicked 8 field goals. He makes 6 and he misses 2 of them. And then he's beating his chest after making the last one. And then he does, you know, my bad after he missed. Yeah, of course it's your bad. You missed a chippy earlier. I mean, these kickers are so weird. But to the Jets, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. Survivor. Everyone's in trouble. It's 10-0. Darnold's playing well. And then the second half happened. I mean, what'd they have, 4 yards?
4 yards.
Four yards in the second half. I mean, that is just catastrophic. You'll never see that again. But that's just end the season.
Oh.
I mean, that's unbelievable. And they took a ton. There was a lot of Jets money at Circa, and that closed 9.5 at a lot of spots, and especially Circa. So, I mean, you're supposed to cover that if you're the Bills. I mean, but still, I mean, that's how bad the Jets are, that the Bills can't get in the end zone, and they almost cover double digits. That was 11.5 in the contest, and I think did it get to 13 early in the week?
Oh, yes, 12? It did.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, and the Jets couldn't get out of their own way in the second half. Incredible game.
Mm-hmm.
How that, with the point spread hijinks and what happened there, and of course they take the knee there at the end as well.
Yep. So that's the first game the Jets have covered on the entire season.
There you go.
You know there's a team that's still 0-7 ATS?
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that. Boy, McCarthy wanted to go home. I mean, he's running the ball, not taking timeouts. Just get me out of here. And we'll ask Lombardi coming up, but we'll talk about your situation coming up, but Bruce filling in Friday. He's like, I'd be shocked if it happens, but Bruce kept saying, don't be surprised if he whacks McCarthy.
Yeah,
there was a lot of this Sunday just saying, you got to flush it. Start all over again Jerry.
I would.
Really?
I would absolutely start all over.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I believe I saw, this goes back 2 Fridays ago, I believe McCarthy was 150-1 to be the next coach fired. If anybody can find that whatsoever. Oh. I don't think the Jets, right? I think Lombardi's onto a couple of things here.
Mm-hmm.
One, he said, the Jets would be silly to fire Adam Gase because uh-huh. they're getting tanking down to a T. We saw it again yesterday, right, with the 4 yards in the second half. This is their path now in 2020. Like, it's all lining up unless Trevor Lawrence would shock the world and go back to Clemson for uh-huh. a senior season. Like, that's the guy they're going to take, right? So, I mean, Gase maybe doesn't get fired then before the end of the year. I think this is absolutely if Jerry Jones actually thinks about it for 2 seconds, like, logically, I think you have to pull the trigger on McCarthy. You can't put up with this. And by the way, what really did that for me was last week after the loss against Arizona on Monday night when the players all said, this guy's terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
He stinks.
That's right.
Never prepared. He never coaches us up. He has no idea what he's doing. Major indictment. And the fact that we're actually having this conversation after 7 weeks and the fact that we have to ask Michael Lombardi about that in 50 minutes just tells you how bad it is.
Yep. 140 yards. 140 yards. Cowboys opened 3.5. Washington closed 1. 25-3. An in-play dream. It's like Dallas won't score. Dallas won't get in the end zone. And then with the total. Oh, my God. And can you imagine if the Eagles would have lost Thursday?
Cool.
I get asked Lombardi, too. I mean, Goodell has to get all these guys in a room and say, guys,
yep,
we cannot allow this to happen. It's embarrassing. These guys cannot get a home playoff game. Just imagine if the Giants don't blow that 11-point lead with 5 minutes left. Because now Dallas plays Philly coming up. I mean, it's just a disgrace. It's an abomination.
It really is.
But that is 140 yards. And you're right. We touched on it last week. How would they respond? And how would Houston respond? With the infighting, with the that's above my pay grade. I don't know about the decision. Doesn't trust the defense, even though Romeo was right. How would Houston respond? Green Bay's now covered 11 in a row off a loss, ATS. And then just these guys have no idea what they're doing. They're not prepared. They can't. Oh, God. I mean, this is what a fiasco. And I'll tell you what. Dak continues to make a ton of money. As every game goes on, every week goes by, Dak makes more and more money because Dalton can't get out of his own way.
No, he can't.
I mean, this is a veteran quarterback playing like a rookie.
Yep.
Like he's never stepped on the field before. It's just astonishing.
Yeah, well, they have a zillion problems, obviously. Yeah. The defense is absolutely laughable. The offensive line's been shredded due to injuries.
But still, he's got a ton of weapons.
No, I know.
140 yards.
I know.
The Monday night game, a quarterback completes 9 passes, you get blown out. And what was with all the Texans' money? That closed Green Bay 2.5.
I know it did.
And that was a great example of the pros versus the Joes. Because at William Hill, like 90, almost 95% of the tickets were on the Packers. But the line was moving the other direction.
Sure.
Because it was like, I didn't understand it.
It was a perfect get-well game for the Packers.
Right, right. I mean, just Houston can't stop anything. You knew Rodgers would be ticked off. He was awful against Tampa Bay. The Joe Osborne tweet that they'd covered 10 in a row off a loss.
Yep.
And you were concerned about maybe the Texans know their season was over after what happened in the overtime loss, coming off a gut-wrenching performance and a kick to the stomach to lose an overtime like that. And that was the total game was over. I mean, 21, that's it. 21 nothing early, and that was all she wrote.
They could not score in the first half against Green Bay's defense?
No.
Okay. Good job.
Yep.
Way to go, guys. Way to show up in that game.
Yep.
By the way, the laughing stock of the NFL, is it the NFC East in general, or is it just the Dallas Cowboys? Which is worse?
It's got to be the NFC East. Dallas, you can at least say our quarterback's out, but
yeah, they had high expectations. Tons of talent on that team, but I would have to go with the division. I mean, if we have a 6-10 team or a 6-9-1 team hosting, they're catching 10 points in the playoffs. That's a black eye for the league, as far as I'm concerned. Yep. I know this. Bettors, right? At this point, you should not want McCarthy fired. 0-7 ATS. You're terrible.
That's right. That's right.
By the way, yesterday, for the most part, bloodbath at many books. Bloodbath. But a lot of them, they really needed the Cardinals last night, and they got there. So that corrected a lot of it. But it was really, really bad. And in the...
Did you get an explanation?
Because everything went...
Well, Kansas City. I mean, that move. There was money on the dog there too.
Was there?
But that's now what a 14-2 ATS run for Kansas City. Yeah.
Now I'm blanking on this. Did we have one upset yesterday?
Well,
I'm blanking.
How would you? No.
I mean, because the Browns won, but the Steelers tying was basically a pick 'em. Same thing. Lions, Falcons. Now Saints, Bills, Packers. Buccaneers, Chiefs.
I thought the Chargers were going to lose, and they ended up covering.
Yep.
Yeah, and the other
thing. That would have been the one.
And the other thing was all the rage all summer. How about that prop? Who will win more games, Brady or Belichick? You got to love that. If you bet the Bucs, you got to love that ticket.
Hey, say what Fitzy told you.
He's right.
He's spot on with this.
Fitzy said this, and he's right. You got to stop with the Patriots trends. You got to stop with the history. It's a whole different ball game now. You don't have Brady. I know he was playing well at the beginning of the year, and then the COVID issues, and he looks rusty, and then three interceptions. I don't want to hear anyone again say Patriots Belichick off a loss. But it's over. Tom's gone. I don't want to hear about it. I mean, I don't want to hear about the Belichick off a loss. The Patriots trend this. They're at home. They're doing it. It's irrelevant. Yep. It's a whole different team. Between the opt-outs and the injuries and the COVID and Cam, it's a completely different ballgame.
Yep.
And that just cannot happen. I mean, you're coming off that horrific performance at home where you score 12 points and get beat by Denver, who doesn't score a touchdown and beats you. And then here come the 49ers. And the game was over in the second quarter. And Cam gets picked three times. And people are saying, well, I mean, what are they going to do? So they put Stidham in there, but it's like Hoyer's lost 11 in a row. So, I mean, he's fresh out of options. He's going to sink or swim with Cam.
Yep.
But 33-6.
Every time I looked up, either it was another turnover or look at this, the Niners with another big play on offense.
Yep.
Hey, another touchdown.
Yep.
It's
a shame. It's a shame. Yep. It's just, I just don't understand how they just wanted to push this guy out the door. The greatest quarterback of all time. And you couldn't make, I know it was, he wanted he wanted to go another direction too, but he needs to retire as a Patriot.
Yeah.
He's the greatest quarterback of all time. Just get in a room, all three, and say, go out on his terms. And look at this now. He's 43 years old, and in the stat you just, 15-1 touchdown INT ratio. It's a damn shame.
I mean, I promise you right now, Tom Brady has zero regrets, right?
Of course.
Look at the toys that he's working with right now compared to what they were giving him in New England.
Yeah.
By the way, the consensus plays in the Super Contest were 4-1, and the top five plays in the Circa Million also 4-1. Do you want to...
Presence? How'd presence?
No good.
Yeah. He went. Okay. I'll say this. I did look at this. I can't remember all the plays, but I know he went with the same four picks in all three entries and then mixed it up with the fifth one, which surprised me because I get creative there when you're in first, second, and tied for third.
Yeah. So there's a new leader in the clubhouse for the Circa Million It's Aaron White. He was 3-2.
Okay.
He's now 27-7-1. Presence was 25-4-1 entering the week, and holding three of the first four top spots in the standings. 1-3 with the Bears. Now in the Super Contest over at the Westgate, our buddy ODBMG2.
Uh huh.
Did you see what he did?
No.
3-0-1.
Oh God.
This guy is 28-5-1. And oh, by the way, he only has a 1.5-point lead over second place. That is nuts. The second place team is 27-8. And he has, what does he have tonight? Oh, Chicago, the way it looks, plus the 6
yeah.
in the contest.
Yeah, makes sense.
3-0-1. Folks, 28-5-1 ATS 7 weeks into the season.
How? Huh. How? How can you do that?
Oh, my God.
It's depressing.
Wow, it's literal. It's like unbelievable, and it's depressing at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. All you can do is tip your cap to somebody like that. Yeah. Way to go, pal. And
that's
then
right.
And then tell them. Because they'll put it up on the website when all the plays come in. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. A Monday night betting preview tonight with player props. There is a prop that I like in this game tonight. We'll talk about it coming up next. Are you ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. Must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're in New Jersey, in Illinois. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, and 1-800-BETS-OFF if you're in Iowa. Paulie, we do have a Monday night football game tonight. Pretty important one, by the way, in L.A., the Rams hosting the Bears. And the number here, down to 5.5, by the way. Down to 5.5 at DraftKings, mm-hmm. looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. 6 still at some spots. Total is at 45.
Yep. I'm with Chuck. I like this under. He's right. Good points about how the Bears have done a great job against Goff. How about, I'll give you one. You said you mentioned one going to break. By the way, I thought yesterday was the best week of the seasons in the NFL.
It was amazing.
The witching hour and what happened down the stretch. But how about plus 280? Will there be a two-point conversion? I like that.
What's your reasoning? We're getting more attempts now the way it seems?
Yeah, yeah. And I just thought you could see a lot of field goals, oddball score, something like that. I just think a plus 280 worth a shot. On a two-point conversion. But I'm with Chuck. I think this could be a low-scoring game. Bears doing a great job defensively, and they frustrate Goff. And this feels like, I'll own if I'm wrong. This feels like it's going to be, someone's going to have like a 9-minute drive that results in a field goal. Doesn't it? I mean, they really, but you're right, a hell of a game tonight. And because the Bears win, they're right, and they got Green Bay coming up. They win this. All the 6-1.
Yep.
I mean, get your playoff tickets and who knows? Because we are president of the Nick Foles fan club. And I agree with Nagy. It should be a great offense. And once they get on the same page and everything you've said about Robinson, this should be a dynamite offense and a team that can win a lot of games here and should score a lot of points.
Yep.
And I'm not buying a Rams defense either. I'm not. Well, I think you can move the ball on him. I think you can throw on him.
Here's the part of the Rams defense that I do buy. It is Jalen Ramsey, who's having another nice season, and the player prop that I like. And I'm super high at Allen Robinson, but not tonight. And I'm in, I want to say, 5 fantasy football leagues, and I have Allen Robinson in probably 3 or 4 of them, at least. So I was really high on him going into the season. I actually benched him in at least one of my leagues tonight because of all, like, and I don't, listen, I mean, there are like 1,000 people who do the fantasy advice, more than that. I mean, just, you can run down and read all the previews or whatever else. I haven't read one person who's high in Robinson this week. He's going against Ramsey, and it might not even be just Ramsey, but it's how they're going to actually play him tonight and cover him. Nobody likes Robinson, and I could be dead wrong on this. I'm betting under 71.5 yards. I like it under anyway, 71.5 yards. But of the previews that I have read in the fantasy world, nobody likes Robinson's matchup. And so I think 71 is kind of a high number, and I'm betting the under on. Take that for what it's worth. From a guy that I like Robinson quite a bit. I think you've heard me say that plenty of times on the show. But you're right. If the Bears win this game now and they're 6-1, holding pace with Green Bay after they won again yesterday. But on the flip side, if the Rams win as 5.5 or 6-point favorites, they'll go to 5-2 along with Arizona. And you have the Cardinals beating the Seahawks last night.
I can't get the Buffalo game out of my head when they marched up and down the field on them for almost three quarters and then blew the lead, but then came back to win. But still, and I like under 14.5 largest lead, longest touchdown, under 39.5, the plus 280 I mentioned. And boy, they're making you pay a price too. No defensive touchdown. It's $3 as well. Both teams make a 33-yard field goal or longer, plus 110. I like that too.
Good conditions.
Yeah.
Drives will stall.
I agree. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 45. I think it was actually 46 earlier in the week. Kind of a high total between these two teams. And, you know, when the Bears, they played the Buccaneers a couple of weeks back. How big is that win, by the way, for Chicago? How big could that be the line?
Yeah, and what they did to hold them and shut them down in the second half. Yeah.
They did a great job against Brady. They won that in a low-scoring contest. That's how they're good. Their defense, again, is forget about the 2019 Bears defense. This is such a better defense than what it was a year ago, and it kind of has the shades without the turnovers because they had so much turnover luck in 2018. But this version of the Bears defense has shades of the 2018 version all over again when they were a great story and Nagy won Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the year that they traded for Khalil Mack and brought him in before the season started.
Steelers 5-1 ATS, Chargers 5-1 ATS, Packers 5-1 ATS, Dallas 0-7, Houston 1-6. Arizona finally played an over. It's a great season.
Next gen stats, Justin Herbert finished 4-7 for 144 yards and 3 touchdowns on deep passes, 20 plus air yards. Herbert is the only quarterback with 3 plus deep touchdown passes in a game this season. Guy's awesome. So is Burrow. What a game he had yesterday.
Yes, he did.
We'll get into college football coming up next. Do you think this helped or hurt his chances to win the Heisman?
What a time to be alive. New studio, Circa Grand opening, and it's getting even better. For our marquee Sportsnet and Nesson viewers starting right now, you can watch every VSiN show for free on VSiN.com all week. Gil Alexander coming up next, Lombardi Line, My Guys in the Desert, every VSiN program, all free, 24/7 on VSiN.com this week. Check out the 10-day free subscription trial to sample everything, the daily best bets email, point spread weekly betting guide. Perfect week to get more from VSiN. Head to VSiN.com now to start watching for free. How about that? And they got me. I'm hurting. I'll be full disclosure. I'm hurting today. I mean, the Circa's going to make so much money. It's like, oh, pool, beautiful girls. Okay, I'll have a drink or two or six. I don't like to drink. And it's just like they get you right in there. And it's like, I'm having so much fun. This is great. I got the games on. I'm at the pool. There's beautiful girls.
Well, then it's it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't think it's a good idea, Paul, to say, no, I don't want the big one. Give me the gigantic one like this. And oh, by the way, I'll take 2 or 3 of those.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep.
We could talk about that casino for the rest of the show today. How awesome it is.
I knew I needed a wheelchair. I knew it when they were going to bring the drinks this big.
And the souvenir cups.
Yes.
48 ounces probably.
Well, great service, you know.
Yep. Okay, so how about this now? ESPN stats and info after Bama's blowout win and cover against Tennessee. Najee Harris, 14 rushing touchdowns now on the season. Under the radar, right? tied with Lamar Jackson for the second most through this team's first five games over the last 25 years. Only Ricky Williams had more. Ricky had 20 in 1998 after five games. That's nuts. Williams and Jackson both won the Heisman. My tease was, will this hurt or help his Heisman chances? I was not talking about Harris. I was talking about his teammate, quarterback Mac Jones. He had zero touchdowns, but he was really good again, and I have a ticket on him at 25-1. But now the huge injury to Jalen Waddle, who's one of the he might be the best weapon in all of college football.
Mm-hmm.
He goes down, breaks the ankle, out for the year. I've read both narratives. I don't know what to think. If they go undefeated and Jones still puts up great numbers, he's going to have a chance to win the Heisman. But now you take away one of his best guys like that, man, does that suck. I'm not even an SEC fan. I love this team, though. I love watching this. This version of Alabama is so much fun to watch because that Waddle is just, he's, come on, he's like as fast as Randy Moss when he was at Marshall.
Well, I'll answer your question, though. It helps him immensely because you don't have the votes that'll cancel each other out because the guy's so good. But to your point, what happens with his stats now with a big loss like that? So I understand where you're coming from, but I still think he'll put up big numbers because the offense is so good, and they're so much better than everyone else.
Did you hear Saban, by the way?
What was the comment?
So he told the CBS crew like at halftime that he's done for the season, right?
Open 17, close 22, by the way. Alabama freight train.
Got there, no problem. He's making a comment on Waddle's ankle, and he goes, well, you know, typically when a ball is kicked that deep, you don't want to take it out of the end zone. But and then that's the end of the soundbite, and the guys on the CBS crew are like, well, he wasn't really taking a shot at him. He wasn't? What did you just say? I thought I probably could have done without that, but, yeah, that just flat out stinks. But overall, that game, and the game, again, we could talk about Circa for 3 hours. We could talk about Penn State and Indiana, I think, until Wednesday afternoon if we wanted to. How that game actually finished, all the ramifications, the money line, the total. That was Paul Stone's best play on Thursday. I think it was, what, 59 or 59 and a half when he gave it out, if I recall correctly. It had no chance to go over the total.
Huh?
And, of course, then it goes to overtime. But wasn't it funny how every kid on the field, other than the running back for Penn State, knew that he had to get down? And then he gets, like, to the one-yard line as he's going in. It's like, girl, he's, oh, what do I do? Oh, I just scored a touchdown. And as he actually crossed the goal line, the one player in Indiana goes like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got in.
Yeah.
It's like he had a flaming case of COVID, and all the players are like, don't get close to him.
That's right.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
And he goes in and scores.
It's a huge indictment of by Franklin. And Allen outcoached him big time. It's the only chance they had. There's a minute 40 left, and it's first down. And they just, you're right, get out of the way. And then he gets the first down on the carry. And then he goes all the way in. I don't know if it would. I mean, how do you not just say fall down, the game's over? Yep. I mean, just take a knee. It goes back to crystal ball last year. You see it so many times, and we'll get to day in a second. I just don't understand why these guys refuse to take a knee. Just take a knee.
That's all you got to do.
Take a knee. Don't even mess around, because that can happen.
Yes, it can.
And I know DraftKings refunded Penn State tickets after the two-point try. I think once they ruled it was good on the field, it was hard to overturn it. But, the game's over. Just take a knee. And then, okay, just fall. But I don't have to tell the kid, fall down. Just take a knee. It's incredible. You watch this stuff, and how do you not know this? How do you not know?
They're college kids.
It's on Franklin. Franklin makes so much money, and it just Allen knew. It's like the only chance we have here is we let him score.
And did you see Franklin, by the way? He reacted like, oh, I can't believe the kid just did that. What are you doing?
Well.
But why would you give him that opportunity?
That's right.
Hand the ball off.
You're right. We've seen it before. It happened to Florida with McElwain. McElwain is screaming at these guys, if you break it, fall down. And the kid breaks it and he scores and he's screaming. So I do what I just tell you.
Yep.
What I just tell you, if the kid wants the glory, whatever. But don't put a young kid in that position. Just take the knee. Take the knee, and it's all she wrote.
And again, I followed Paul Stone's advice. I believe he was 3-0 on the show, by the way, Thursday.
Yeah.
But I followed his advice with this game in particular. Had no business cashing the ticket. And I just like, why? How that game ended. And then, by the way, I'll tell you another thing, too. I don't think that was a two-point conversion. I think he was short. But the problem is, can you overturn that when the guy...
That's what I know. They call it good on the field...
It's really tough. If you went frame by frame when he's actually reaching out the ball to the pylon, you can kind of tell that when the ball hits the ground, it's like... It's like this much before the pylon.
I can't express myself. I'm out of words. I get that, and then I get Ryan Day. I didn't have the right personnel in to take a knee and run the clock out. And that goes over as a result with 20 seconds left to make it 52-17. Why didn't you take a knee? I didn't have the right personnel in. What are you talking about? And then he has to apologize to Frost. I mean, I didn't have the right personnel in. It doesn't matter who's in the game. It's the easiest play in football. Knee, that's it.
So you're telling me that the kids in the game at the time, growing up, playing football, peewee, whatever. I mean, all the way through middle school, high school, they've never practiced taking a knee before, ever. Yeah. They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Take a knee, coach. What does that mean? No. You got to bring in the other guys for that one. By the way, can we put this tweet up real quick? Is it possible here? Yeah, this is the tweet. Look at this. You had to go frame by frame. I don't think he had it. I think he's short. But
ball down, and then
hit the pylon.
Yeah.
The final half an hour of that game, it's just like the Twilight Zone. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. We'll run down all the betting moves and the bad beats from the weekend and win some, lose some coming up next.
You like to place your bets just before the game? BetRivers Sportsbook's the perfect place for you. Go to BetRivers mobile app on any NFL game day. 30% less VIG on all point spreads and totals, which means more money in your pocket. Great customer service. One-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. BetRivers. We love it. Here we go. It's a long rundown. Win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Best weekend of the year. Ohio State under 71 down to 68. Day doesn't take a knee. 52-17. Touchdown with 20 seconds left. Why didn't you take a knee? I didn't have the right personnel in. I mean, what are we doing? What is going on? The apology afterwards. Penn State under. Now, they bet it from 57 up to 62. Also bad for the books. Franklin and Ford don't take the knee. Indiana ties it and wins it in overtime, 36-35. It's just incredible. Just take a knee. Fall down, please. Help me. Now, how about this Friday night? What in the world was Chris doing? Now, I know Paul got it at circuit 59.5, but it went off at 51.5.
Yeah.
Chris kicks a field goal up 42-7 with 30 seconds left. Bad for the books. What I mean, 59.5, and then it comes 45-7.
I don't get that move at all.
What is he doing? Mm-hmm.
After one game, by the way, can I say best Wisconsin quarterback since Russell Wilson?
How was he not the starter?
What are you looking at last year's practice?
Exactly. Guy's a rock star. Not one. Two vicious beats in the World Series. Game 3, under 7.5. Two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth, home run. Jansen, hello, 6-2 final.
Yep.
Game 4, twice. Rays, Dodgers, bad beat. Rays down to their final strike twice, win the game. And then Smith drops it, the shenanigans in the outfield. Great effort by Kershaw. I didn't think they'd win last night. But that's why you haven't won a World Series since 88. How does that happen? How do you lose that game?
I talked to numerous people after that game. Been watching baseball all of our lives, right? I said, can you recall a playoff? I wanted to rack our brains. Can you recall a playoff game like that ever in our lifetime? And to a man, everybody just said, I got nothing for you. Can't come up with anything.
And why did Jansen pitch in a meaningless game the night before? Why did he bring Jansen in the night before?
Why did Jansen not back up home plate?
He's a catcher.
What are you doing?
He's a former catcher.
His body language, by the way, I don't want to see him again in this series.
Yeah, I agree. Soccer. Watford. A lot of goal in the 95th minute draw. Palace, Fulham under 2.5. Fulham scored a man down with a minute left. 2-1. Reading, Rotherham United under. And Newport, Bradford City under. Both gave up a PK in the 93rd minute. 3-0. Panthers, Saints over 51. It's 38 at the half. It fell 51. I mean, that. And then they're driving, and then, you know, field goals. They're driving the long 65 yards. No good. That was the right call, I thought. Steelers, Titans over 51. Push. How does that happen? The interception, they're in field goal range. The interception before halftime, they're in field goal range. Falcons laying one. Gurley falls down. It's over.
Yep.
And then somehow, they're just giving it to him. That's the other thing we didn't mention. What kind of defense was that by Atlanta?
Right down the field.
They're just giving them everything. Yeah, you might want to put. Here's 20 yards. Here's 20 yards. Here's okay, sure, no problem. Take it, Stafford.
Yeah, the only question was, do you want to go down the middle? Do you want to go left? Do you want to go out of bounds this time? Okay, yeah. You can have whatever you want here.
Yeah, bad for the books. Wisconsin under 59.5 down to 51.5. Lafayette, +2, went off a 2.5-point favorite. That one surprised me. I liked UAB. They were up 13-3.
Yeah.
The quarterback was horrendous in that game. Lafayette by 4. Alabama, 17 up to 22. Blowout. Miami, Virginia under 62 down to 53. Belize, 19-14. Southern Coastal Carolina under 52 down to 48.5. One winner Chuck gave out on Tuesday that he bet early. Although McCall didn't play for Coastal Carolina, the quarterback. Central Florida, Tulane over 63 up to 71. Houston from 11 up to 15. Covered against Navy. Texas Baylor under 70 down to 61. Police 27-16. Iowa State under 61 down to 54. 24-21. Northwestern from 8 to 12, won by 40. Hawaii and under. From 8 down to 3 and 69 down to 64, 34-19. Liberty, again, 6-0. From 10 up to 14. Are they ATS too?
Good story. I will double check.
Okay, from 10 up to 14, 1 by 20. Georgia State, Troy under. 73 down to 68, fell 70. Missouri from 6 down to 3, 1 outright. Dallas under. 49 down to 45, rocking chair, 25-3. Washington, 3.5 down to pick, went off at 1.5 in some spots, 25-3, although there was some buyback late. Jets from 11.5 down to 9.5. Lost by 8. Winsome. All UFC at Circa. Volkov. Great job by Lou, by the way. Great job by Lou Friday. 5-2. Volkov to win in round 2, 8-1. Nurmagomedov, round 2, 5-1. Murphy by submission, 9-1. And to win in round 2, 15-1. Maverick by KO, TKO, 5-1. Alvarez by submission, 4-1. Alvi, Young, draw, 80-1 again.
Yep.
What kind of, we are on a sick run with draws in the UFC. And then Rachmaninoff, by submission, 7-1. 60-cent move on that fight as well. And he gets there. Lusum, South Florida, Tulsa under, 56.5 down to 51, fell 55. Notre Dame under, 48 down to 43.5, 45-3. That's a tough beat. I mean, that NC State, North Carolina under, 71 down to 61. Virginia Tech from 7 up to 10.5, lost outright. Georgia Southern, 6.5 down to 1. No McCall. They won by 14. Miami, 11.5 up to 14. Lucky to win the game. A couple of great trends and tweets from Brad Powers, 1-0-2. Iowa was 21-0 straight up as a road favorite. Iowa +2, went off a 3-point favorite, lost by 4. The other one was Michigan on a 1-20 run against road teams, on the road against ranked teams, and they did whatever they wanted. Rutgers under, 49 down to 44. What a performance there. West Virginia, +1, off a 3-point favorite. They lost. Marshall, 13 up to 19, won by 11. SMU, I got this one right. SMU, +2, went off the favorite. Routed by Cincinnati.
By the way, the Bearcats look good in
the
game.
They did. Great rushing attack. Yep. There's a path for him. Jimmy Vaccaro, how good is this? Tweet, if you parlayed Indiana and the Rays, you should win the state of Rhode Island and a free pizza at Dom's Pizzeria in Trafford. He's right. I mean, imagine if he had that parlay. I mean, what a miracle that was. And I think he went, I think the 5-7, or no, excuse me, 5-8 with the picks, 4-8, so it wasn't a good week for Nigel. But standing ovation for the BetCast. On the VSiN BetCast, as he does every week, they had a 0-0 draw. Just finished the BetCast on Man U Chelsea. 8 plays he gave out in play in all winners. +750, +117, +116, +270, +250, +210, +148, +115. That's Nigel. Unbelievable. Win-lose. Standing ovation for Nigel on the BetCast.
Yeah, very good.
Great. Draw, nil-nil, exact score, everything. Mm-hmm. What a performance.
Okay, so the Khabib fight, by the way, against Gaethje, I mean, basically pure domination. It lasted two rounds, under two rounds, actually. So that was like, I think under 4.5 rounds got as high as 210, I want to say, as the favorite. But just watching him do what he did and put the pressure on again, and he broke his foot or broke toes in his foot like 3 weeks ago, and he never told Dana White, and he still comes out with that performance. And the referee never saw Gaethje tap, so he was out cold when the triangle choke. But so I tweeted this out. I'm asking our buddy. We had Adam Hill on the show last week, who has covered the UFC for a long time here in Las Vegas. Now, he goes back basically to the beginning with Khabib since his early days in the UFC. And he's the one who said years ago, this is when Conor was on a huge run and everybody just got caught up in McGregor mania. And Adam Hill was saying, if they fight, listen to me, Khabib will absolutely destroy Conor. And people were laughing at Adam. Well, how'd that go? Okay, we saw that one. And I asked Adam, has he ever lost a round? I don't know. I'm not a UFC expert. And he said, maybe a couple of rounds early on. But he had to think about it. Think about that. Maybe he lost a round or two early on in his career. That's how dominating the guy is. Or dominant the guy is, I should say. Incredible performance overall by him. It was a weird time, by the way. And that's
about the early start.
Yeah. Went off like at noon out here or something like that. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it was.
I could be wrong. It seems like that's like, I don't know, 5 out of the last 6 cards has been a draw or something like that.
I think so,
something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, these are 80 to 1 shots.
Remember, because we talked about that a lot at the beginning of the restart. How often do you get a UFC draw? Mm-hmm. Well, evidently more often than you would think. That was a fun weekend. That was good. Getting the Big Ten back finally. Now we're welcoming,
get out games.
Yep.
Late games.
The San Jose State Air Force game. Boy, was that weird. Scoreless, kind of like deep into the first half. And then San Jose State wins 17-6. Air Force could do nothing running the ball with their option against that defense.
Yep.
Well, that was a little weird. But the end of that, the baseball game again over the weekend. Come on. How that actually took place. Another one on Roberts. Why was Taylor in center field? People brought up a good point on that one afterwards. So how do you not have Betts or Bellinger in center field? Taylor botches the ball. Then he gets it, you know, to the cutoff man. And then Smith just, completely whiff on it because he was dead to rights. We're going to go to extra innings. And then, of course, last night with Kershaw, the thought is, well, okay, as you said, you thought the Rays were going to win the game because of Kershaw's history. It should be over with.
Yep.
Should have been the World Series last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can't believe it.
Yep.
I couldn't believe the finish in that game. It's just like they're cursed. They're jinxed.
Yeah.
1988. It's 4-2. They're cruising. Whatever it was. Comfortable lead. Bullpen again. That huge payroll. You can't count on anybody in the bullpen. And then here comes Jansen, and you knew it was going to happen. Strike three? No, just off the plate. And then why would you go, after you threw a perfect pitch for strike two, why are you coming in on the guy?
I know.
But away, away, away. Make him slap it the other way. He pulls it. Base hit. Error. Drive home safely.
If you see updated World Series MVP odds, shoot them our way if you don't mind. Emails ftm@vsin.com, ftm@vsin.com. Like, Seager has to be the favorite at this point, I would think, but I wonder if people will try to give it out of emotion to Kershaw. Up next, Michael Lombardi on the program. Do the Cowboys really have to think about firing Mike McCarthy?